Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear joining us here. The City Commission has their last meeting of 2019 coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. And we're only halfway through the agenda, believe it or not. A lot of stuff to get to here. Item C is a consideration for economic development funding. This looks like a partnership with Fort Riley.
And so this is the annual contract that we have with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. The city contracts with the Chamber for Economic Development Services, which includes efforts and liaison coordination with Fort Riley promotion. That's a $40,000 contract. That annual contract historically has been around $143,080 for the economic development side of it. You may remember back in October, the Chamber had come with a request to increase that funding by $350,000 a year for over a five-year period, with really to do some initiatives that were recommended by Region Reimagine to emphasize some things we've talked about today, job recruitment and retention and some of the other components of that. And so they have revised their request. So in addition to being the consideration of the annual contract for economic development services, they have revised their request. They still would like to have the additional $350,000 awarded to them, but they're only asking for essentially a two-year commitment. And so part of the focus of that additional $350,000 increase is to really look at three primary focus areas. One of that is economic diversification. That would be about $150,000 of that on an annual basis to hire a director of economic development, do additional economic research, and then do additional business and industrial park planning as a result of that. Another focus area is talent sustainability. So dedicating about $100,000 annually of these funds towards that, really looking at workforce development, job fairs, recruitment and retention, marketing, all of those issues that we had mentioned and talked about earlier. And then the final area is entrepreneurial dynamism, and that's really to help grow your own and expand your own and providing those entrepreneurial support services activities here in Manhattan. So that's the primary focus of the additional request, and something that as we've gone through the Project Manhattan for greater economic prosperity in Manhattan, those are some of the things that certainly the task force that created the Region Reimagine initiatives all believed were important. And just might add that the Chamber continues to do their own private fundraising as well for some of those economic development services. So we get that fourth quarter update on some of the activities to date, and then consideration of that request as well, and then the Fort Riley portion of that $40,000 commitment to continue those operations. Then related, but a separate item, is the 2019 Convention and Visitors Bureau fourth quarter report, and also the consideration of their contract for next year. The request from the Convention and Visitors Bureau is for $1,295,383, and then we'll lay out how they plan to utilize those funds to help market and bring conventions and special events to Manhattan, as well as sports activities, and how they've utilized the funds in the past. And that's pretty consistent with what they've asked for in the past to be able to help market and grow activities and bring visitors to Manhattan.
All right. Well, yeah, I remember that ask a couple months ago here from the Chamber President, Jason Smith, and you know, kind of maybe a bold ask here, but you certainly have continued economic development here. I know it's going to cost money.
Right. And the city does have its economic development fund that's a portion of that. And so as the Project Manhattan plan, as well as Region Reimagine, was developed, actually the indication was that there should be a lot more than that spent. So it has somewhat been revised down from that original discussion, and we look forward to that discussion with the commission, and we do recommend approval of that request.
All right. Again, that'll be coming up here tonight, the that request, and then the Convention Visitors Bureau. You do have an executive session. What, is that pertaining to anything? Of
just some potential litigation.
Okay. So that'll be up on the agenda tonight as well. Consent agenda, what do we have on there tonight?
So a lot of year-end stuff. This is that time when we're we don't have a lot of licenses, but we have a few. And so there's merchant guard licensing. There's some tree maintenance licenses, cereal malt beverages licenses, and for various sales and premises. So that's the bulk of those. And then there's a lot of contracts for next year with various agencies. So we've got all of the agencies that receive funds from the city. We provide those finances on a quarterly basis. And so you've got all the Social Service Advisory Board contracts, all of the Special Alcohol Committee contracts, different funding mechanisms for assisting the Manhattan Arts Center, the Wolf House, Downtown Manhattan Inc., the Vaggieville Business Association, the Flint Hills Area Transportation, and again, those agencies. So this is the approval of all those contracts that had their budget requests approved as part of the budget that was adopted back in August. We have a banking services amendment on our contract for the next 5 years with Commerce Bank on there. We have one that's not something that we do a lot, but occasionally Manco Windows is requesting permission to pay off their industrial revenue bonds that the city helped to facilitate. They're getting ready to do some expansion, and so they wanted to pay off those IRBs, and the city just has to concur with that. Again, the city hasn't participated in any of that, and they've just been a facilitator for that process. Let's see. We've got some recruitment services. Bernie Hahn, our director of finances, has announced his retirement basically by mid-year, and so we're engaging a recruitment services firm to help us with that replacement. And then we also have a concurrence with the sale of some outlots when we did some community improvement district work with Manhattan Town Center and the mall folks. They wanted the abilities to sell a couple of the outlots, so this would be the two outlots down at the mall, and they have made sale arrangements with some firms. They're still subject to all of the ground lease and master leases that exist there, and so when we did the agreement, it envisioned that this might be a possibility, and certainly there's no impact on the city with as a result of that. And then the mayor's got some board appointments, a couple of cemetery appointments, appointment and reappointment, Janet Dean to the cemetery, and reappointment of Brian Waddington. We've got appointment of John Hund to the Flint Hills Discovery Center Advisory Board, and reappointments of Vicki Patton and Mary Beth Reese to the Flint Hills Discovery Center Advisory Board.
Okay, yeah, quite a bit. You know, if there's anybody looking to serve, I know you have a number of openings on some of those advisory boards.
Absolutely, always looking for folks to help. And one of the challenges the mayor has is to try and find and recruit folks to be able to and willing to serve on the various advisory boards. There's over 26 boards and committees that have volunteer service opportunities, so that our website has a lot of information about that. And if you're interested in serving, there's a form you can fill out that gives us a little bit of information and what your interests might be in those particular areas. Then those are provided to the governing body in addition to the mayor and helping making recommendations.
All right. Well, we got a few minutes left here. Looking ahead to 2020, is there anything in particular as a city manager you're looking forward to in the new year?
You know, I think there's a lot of opportunity that we've been working out. As I mentioned, we're going to have a work session with the commission. We've got two new commissioners, one who's served before and one who certainly has been on the school district before. So they've been active in local government as well. And so we'll be looking specifically at that work session on some of the projects that were talked about in the that were part of the point three sales tax question, and looking at the timelines and potential future funding opportunities or other questions. We've got some discussion on the renewal of the economic development sales tax that's currently a Riley County sales tax, and what opportunities there may be with that. We've got obviously a focus, in addition to the North Campus Corridor, the Aggieville vision and the redevelopment work, the TIF districts that's underway there, the design of the parking structure, and some of the streetscape work with the new hotel that's under construction in Aggieville. So there's a lot of activity there, and new apartments that are nearing completion in that particular area. So there's a lot of infrastructure that we need to look at in and around those particular areas that have impacts to those particular improvements. And so we're looking forward to those discussion. Just got word at the end of November from Jesse Romo, our airport manager, that we are already exceeded last year's record employments as of the end of November. So everything in December will be on top of that. So already over 70,000 travelers and employments that have occurred out there. So that's exciting. Obviously, we've got some runway work, but we've got several years that we can work on solutions to how we do that. And obviously, that's a substantial federal grant supported, and hopefully we'll be doing some work there. Obviously, we have a new legislative session coming up with the state of Kansas, and we're having a legislative luncheon with our legislators on January 7th, and so that'll be at 11:30 at City Hall. So that's the inauguration day for our commissioners, too. So that'll be that meeting on the 7th will be the last meeting for the existing commission, and then we'll swear in the three new commissioners, one continuing commissioner. So, and then later in that month, we'll have a goal setting session with that commission and really focus on what are some of the things that they would like to see in the community and work on over their next 2 years, primarily 20 for sure, and then part of 21 as well. So, I think there's a lot of excitement. There's certainly a lot of infrastructure work that needs to be done, continuing with the street maintenance work and all of that particular aspect of things. We've got the two new rec centers that will be starting construction in 20 at both middle schools, so we're excited about what those opportunities will bring for the community. And so there's just a lot of work and opportunity, no doubt about it.
All right. No city commission meeting next week or the week after that because the holidays. So we won't see you again until the new year. So have a good Christmas and happy new year.
You too, Brandon. Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it here for In Focus here on this Tuesday morning. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk with USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and school board member Daryl Eady. We'll also have Manhattan Area Technical College featured on the program tomorrow as well. That'll do it. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.